بيتنا مصمم أكرم لنا بهي إن شاء الله تعالى في الزيف.
That building was the office of This Day, a prominent Nigerian newspaper. While a suicide bomber rammed a car into the building, an accomplice stood by with a camera, later posting the destruction on YouTube. Rosemary Ufeu-Lawani was working at her store nearby when she heard the blast. Her building shook and she saw flames and smoke. Since then, she has been kept afraid by constant news of bombings, executions, and gunmen firing at civilians.
We are afraid because we think anytime. We are not really sleeping with our two eyes closed. Everybody is sleeping with one eye, thinking where is going to be the next place to attack.
At the beginning of the year, the group boasted ties to Al-Qaeda, but many people thought Boko Haram was inflating its image. But after so many attacks in 2012, analysts generally agree that Boko Haram has operational ties with other militant groups, like Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Clement Nwankwo, executive director of the Policy and Legal Advocacy Center in Nigeria, says that if Boko Haram joins forces with Islamist militants controlling most of Mali, governments across West Africa could be in danger.
And it seems to be a very well-funded operation. So it would seem to me that it has to be somebody who has a lot of resources to be able to coordinate and execute this.
Boko Haram communicates with the public through YouTube, blocked telephone lines, and hard-to-trace emails. At least twice this year, the government has reported that the group's spokesperson was killed. Boko Haram says he's still alive. Saad Abdulmumin, a Muslim missionary, says Boko Haram attacks are inflaming sectarian violence that has killed thousands of people during the past decade.
And it has segmented the people of religion into cleavages between the Christian and the Muslims, and has generated the hatred and enmity.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has urged the United States, which has classified three Boko Haram members as international terrorists, to help Nigeria find lasting solutions to these problems. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
هل توقف الجهاد؟ لا. ألف لا.